Okay, reading from chapter 31, Madhurya Rash. What are we up to? 1 second. Rasa Vichar, Sukhi and Parakiya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Then one should meditate on the appropriate aspects of Asta Kaliya Lila by proper deliberation. Om Vijnana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Naksuran Malitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Sapadantikam Vanshakalpa Tarubhyascha Vipashindu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're continuing Jiva Dharma. I don't know, we must have been doing this for a couple of years now. And it covers the whole gamut of Krishna conscious philosophy. So as we're getting towards the end, you've kind of earned a bit to hear about something a little bit more deep and esoteric. But of course, I coined the term spiritual autism. Autism is a mental condition where someone can't read the minds. Or you see something, but you really can't understand what's going on. And therefore, you can't relate socially to people according to the degree of the autism. You can't relate socially. You can't figure out what people are doing, what they need. There's the same thing with Krishna consciousness. There's a certain... You know, we can hear it, we can read it, but there's something going on very deep that we also have to see within the minds. But as we've done it progressively and I try to explain it, I hope we'll just be able to relish. But personally, it's so good, it's so relishable just to discuss Vrindavan. You know, the goal, the objective. And it makes me hanker for Vrindavan. Now I've, you know, been here, what, April, May, June, July, now it's August. Is it August yet? Maybe just coming into August. Been here for 4 or 5 months. And it's nice, but there's also a sense of Vrindavan is like an oasis of spiritual inspiration and you know, hankering to get there, just reading this. So we're following the education of the protagonist now for the rest of the book, which is Vrajanath and his uncle Vijay, who are very serious in Krishna conscious and very qualified, and they're advancing very, very rapidly. And they're in dialectic with their teacher, which is also important. Because to speak to someone, you have to understand their mind. You have to understand how they understand things. You can think of speaking Krishna consciousness to different people at different levels of Krishna consciousness, to different levels of conception and faith, not even Krishna consciousness. The same thing explained to each person will mean a different thing. Some people won't understand it at all. Some people think it's mundane. Until we get to the real, that's why the Bhagavatam is in 10 cantos. The first 9 cantos are to give you the frame of reference so that when you hear Krishna's pastimes, you will not hear them as something mundane. You will not hear them as something, a fantasy. You'll understand the reality of it. Otherwise, you'll just project your own experience with the forms of Krishna's pastimes and project your own experience of what the consciousness is behind those forms. But although the forms may be similar and the intensity may be similar in Radha and Krishna's Leela and the boy, girl in this world and the mother, father in this world, the consciousness is so much different. That's why Krishna Das Kaviraj describes it as the difference between gold and iron. They're both metals, but one has such a different quality, a different value, a different worth. So we'll read this. And now he's discussing the difference between Gokul and Golok. Golok means when Mathura Mandal, Golok, Vrindavan, we sometimes call it Vrindavan, although Vrindavan is one of the 12 forests. When it is manifest in the material world, it is called Gokul, the place of the cows, literally. And when it's the spiritual world, it's called Golok. The planet of the cows, and even that concept alone, the cows and Krishna with the cows and the affection of the cows, there's some higher reality there that goes beyond what we conceive of as cows and Krishna. There's something so deep, so rich, so composed of Chinmayi Rasa, Chinmayi, composed of spiritual consciousness, so alive, so loving. But it manifests here as Gokul. So now, after this discussion, which touched on some of the pastimes a bit, Vijay says, then should one meditate on the appropriate aspects of Ashta Kaliya Leela by proper deliberation? Ashta Kaliya Leela, Ashta means 8, Kaliya means times of the day. Krishna's pastime? I divide it to 8 parts of the day where he shifts and does different activities and different leelas. And in a very advanced stage, they comprise one's meditation. One is always meditating what Krishna is doing at that time of the day. And even in an advanced stage, meditating on what we are doing at that time of the day in relationship to Krishna. After all, bhakti, more than changing the mind and more than changing the intelligence, is changing the identity, the ego, our self-conception. Because it's our self-conception by which we view everything else. An ant, an elephant, a man, a woman. There's a certain conception, identity, which informs what we think and what we feel. And bhakti is a shift of identity into love of God, servant of Krishna. So there is a meditation. And what's going to be explained throughout Jiva Dharma, that this is not an artificial imposition of the mind. This is something that manifests by Krishna's mercy in the holy name. So Goswami, no, it is not like that. One who has darshan of Brajalila should remember Ashtakaliya Lila according to his realization. By Krishna's mercy, the Lila manifests itself in the sadhaka's heart through the power of his bhajan. It is not necessary to try and improve the bhava of the Lila by one's own endeavors. So this is confirmed by Jiva Goswami that there's a sadhana of kram. There's a step-by-step sadhana. We start with focusing on the name. Nam nam akari bahudani jasarva shaktis. It has all shaktis. It has all potencies. And then we meditate on the name and then the form. And it happens naturally. Just as I say, Prabhupada, his form, his qualities may manifest in your mind. Name, form, qualities, then the guna, lila, then the pastimes. So he says, it's not artificial. It manifests naturally by one's bhajan. Vijay. Yadrishi bhavana yasya siddhir bhavati tadrishi. According to this logic, the perfection that one attains corresponds exactly to the type of meditation performed at the time of sadhana. So it seems that one must perform purified, immaculate meditation on below. So you begin with the meditation. What you meditate on, that's what you achieve. That says very clearly by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Prem Bhakti Chandrika. There's a verse. It's like an unripe mango and a ripe mango, but it's a mango. So it's meditation on Krishna's pastimes with an aspiration, and then that somehow or other facilitates the full and true manifestation of it. So Goswami says what you're saying is correct. All the perceptions in Vraj are pure reality, and not a single one is contrary to this, otherwise it would be a fault. So it's perfection. And perfection is not dream, perfection is reality. You may dream that you're doing something, but perfection is that you actually achieve it. And even in the meditation on Krishna's pastimes, there's Swarup Siddhi and there's Vastu Siddhi. First you get a mental conception of it, Vastu Siddhi, then you get the substance of it, and you live in the substance of it. But Swarup Siddhi is a true reflection of that. But we can impose our own mundane conceptions on things. Perfection occurs when sadhana becomes pure, and the purer one's meditation in it is at the time of sadhana, the faster one attains siddhi. So you have a meditation. And the purer it is, the faster you attain perfection. You should endeavor in such a way that your sadhana may be accomplished beautifully, but still it is beyond your power to purify your sadhana. Bhakti is the path of grace. So grace comes to us. Of course, we attract that grace with our desire and effort. But it must, the purity comes from Krishna. That's the verse in Gita, one of the Chaturshloki Gita verses. Tesham satatiyaktanam bhajatam prittipurvakam dadami buddhiyogam tvam yenam amukha. One who worships me with faith and devotion, I give them the knowledge by which they come back to me. Only Krishna through his achintya shakti can do this. If you try to do it yourself, you become entangled in the thorny thickets of gyan. But if Krishna bestows his mercy, there'll be no such injurious results. So it's not that you're constructing it yourself, you're praying for it. You may have a conception of it. You may be guided in a particular meditation. But it more important than thoughts of Krishna is the yearning for Krishna. If you just rely on the thoughts, it'll become a mental construct. But you may have some thoughts, you may be thinking of Krishna's pastimes, and you may be praying that one day, I wish I have this. I wish I can serve Krishna in this way. And that conception and that desire is more important than mentally constructing it in your mind. Yes, something is there. But back with the most intense yearning for it. And then by Krishna's inconceivable potency, he reciprocates. Vijay, today I've become fortunate. I wanted to ask one further question. Is the abode of the Dwaraka consorts only in Vaikuntha, or is it in Goloka as well? So, Dwarkadham, where is that situated? Is that in Goloka? Or is it in the Vaikuntha planets? Goswami, the endless ananda of the Chit Jagat, that's the spiritual world, is attained in Vaikuntha. There is no attainment higher than Vaikuntha. Cities such as Dwaraka are there, and the young ladies of those cities reside in their own palaces rendering service. The only ones who are situated in the Madhurya Rasa of Goloka are the Vrajaramanis, the gopis. All the pastimes that are in Vraj are in Goloka. However, it is mentioned in Gopala Tapani Upanishads that Rukminiji is situated in Swakya Rasa in Mathura Puri, which is Goloka. Vijay, Prabhu, do all the activities of Golok occur in the same sequence as I see them in Vraja? Here, Vraja is referring to Gokul here in Vrindavan. Yes, they all exist in the same order, but without the divisions based on Mayaka conceptions. However, all such Mayaka conceptions have their own supremely pure spiritual origins, which I cannot explain. That you can understand only by the power of your bhajan. There's certain things. I'm writing a new article, Can God Be Blue, for the next Monday morning greetings. And I talked about the verification principles. The atheists in the 20th century were pretty much fixed on this conception that unless you can verify things by absolute logic or empiric, you know, by actually seeing it or experiencing it, then you can't accept it as true. But that's not the way people determine things. There's so many scientific facts, so many things we're accepting, which we don't have the ability to verify because we're not scientists, we don't have the equipment, we're not trained, etc. But we accept it. So there's so many things that are reasonable that cannot be absolutely verified. And for us to absolutely verify God, it would almost mean that we have to put God under our control. And a person can't be verified. You can't know a person. You can only know a person by their mercy. So many things in this world we accept as reasonable, especially based on experts. So, you can only understand many, many things by the power of your bhajan. Just like the Yoga Sutras, there's certain verses that you can't even understand practically. There's a few like that. I mean, you could say something about them. But really, it's dependent on pratyaksha, some kind of direct spiritual experience. It's giving you a guidelines how to do that. And same thing, even reading the Bhagavatam, it's Krishna, but it gives you guidelines how to meditate, how to think. But the reality that you will see is beyond what you can impose upon it. It's something that has to come so far beyond us by God's inconceivable potency. Gunja, the whole mundane existence, prapancha, becomes completely dissolved at the time of the universal dissolution, Mahapralaya. So, in what sense is Vraja Leela eternally present? Because the universes become destroyed, bhutva, bhutva, pariyata, again and again. So what happens to the pastimes of Krishna in this world? Goswami, Vraja Leela is eternal from both the prakat and aprakat perspectives. Prakat means what when Krishna was here. 5,000 years ago, you could see him. Although the ham prakashya sarvasya yoga maya samavrita, he's not manifest of the foolish and unintelligent. But he was here. That was prakat, manifest. And then there's uprakat, which is unmanifest. So he's saying Vraja Leela is eternal from both perspectives. Present perception, samprata, patiti of Vraja Leela, is eternally existing in one of the unlimited universes which revolve in cyclic order like a wheel. A particularly now present in one Brahmanda universe may appear the next in another Brahmanda. Thus, the particular Leela is aprakat in the first Brahmanda, but it is present in the next Brahmanda as prakat Leela. In this way, all types of the prakat leela are eternal. Even the aprakat state, all the leelas are eternally present. So the universe is vast. So Krishna is present on one planet. The Prabhupada called it the traveling road show. I think so. I don't. Maybe I'd like to find a quote to support that. But he said that Krishna's always taking birth in one pastime. Therefore, his pastimes are eternal. It's just like the sun is in the sky. From our perspective, the sun, like right now, it may be dusk. But the sun is always present in all aspects of time, even in this material world. Because somewhere it's noon, and somewhere it's one, and somewhere it's night, and somewhere it's day. So like that, Krishna is eternally present in the universe. In all his pastimes, he's eternally present in the prakat manifest leela, but also in the uprakat, the unmanifest leela. Vijay, if prakat leela occurs in all the brahmanandas, does Rajadam exist in each Brahmananda? Goswami, yes, it does. Golok is self-manifesting phenomena which is present in every universe as the abode of Krishna Leela. Golok also manifests in the hearts of the Shuddha Bhaktas. So, the spiritual world is a self-manifesting phenomenon. In each of the universes, there's a place where the Krishna Leela is present. We're so fortunate to have it here near Delhi. Vijay, why does this Mathura Mandala remain manifest in the universe where the Leela is non-manifest, uppercut? The uppercut Leela is eternally present in the Dham, which remains to bestow mercy upon the bhaktas who reside there. So it means Krishna's pastimes are always going on for the mercy of the bhaktas. And I always say we don't go to the Dham because we have ability ourselves. We go there because there are people who can access those Leelas. That's how the six Goswamis discovered Vrindavan, by their chanting. And walking around Vrindavan, they would see something beyond what you can see with the eyes and understand that the mood of that place and the things that are manifesting in their heart represent a particular pastime of Krishna. That day's discussion drew to a close. While returning to his residence, Vijay Kumar repeatedly meditated upon his seva in the Astaka Leela Leela. Thus ends the 31st chapter of Jivadharma, titled Mathura Rasa Vichar, Swakya Nayaka, and Krishna Sarup as Mathura Rasa Nayaka. Mathura Rasa Vichar. Vichar means consider, analyze. Parakya Nayakas, who are the heroines of Krishna's gopi mistresses. It was night. Prajanath had completed his bhajan for that day. Putting his Harinam mala aside, he fell asleep. Vijay Kumar had honored Prasad and lay in his bed, but sleep would not come, for he was absorbed in thought. At first, he had the idea that Golok and Gokul were different places. Now, however, he concluded that Golok and Gokul are not different. The root of Parakya Ras is Golok. But how can Krishna be Upapati Paramo there? He cannot comprehend this point. Because it seems from a mundane perspective to be so licentious. If Krishna is the supreme substance, he thought, and Shaktiman are different, even if Shakti becomes separate from Shaktiman, how can Shakti be called Parodha, married to a gope other than Krishna, and Krishna be called Upapati Paramore? So he had this doubt. If everything belongs to Krishna, then how can he So how can the Shakti be married, Upapati, to another gopi than Krishna? Pondering in this way, he said, tomorrow I'll ask Sri Gurudev the question and have my doubts removed. But then he thought it would be improper to ask Gurudev anything further about Goloka. Still, it must be cleared. Pondering in this way, he finally fell asleep. While asleep, he dreamt that he was in the presence of his Gurudev, and in order to vanish his doubt, he was asking the very question that preoccupied him the day before, just before he fell asleep. Gurudev replied, Vijay Baba, Krishna is fully independent in all his activities, and his impending desires are not dependent on the desires of others. His eternal desire is that his Aishwar should be concealed and his Madhurya should be manifest. Because otherwise, with Aishwarya, majesty, there's no intimate love. And intimate love is the highest love, the highest happiness. So he doesn't want to manifest his Aishwarya. His eternal desire that his Aishwarya should be concealed, his Madhurya should be manifest. Accordingly, he assigns to his Shakti an existence separate from himself. Consequently, his Parashakti assumes the form of millions of attractive young gopis, all endeavoring to render various services. Still, Krishna is not satisfied by his Shakti service while it is influenced by the knowledge of his opulence. Therefore, the wonderful influence of the Yogamaya Shakti, he provides those beautiful gopis with the Abhiman self-conception that they belong to separate households. That is to say, through the influence of the Shakti, Yogamaya, they consider themselves the wives of others, and simultaneously Krishna also assumes the relationship as their Upapati. So this was Vijaya's dilemma, and now he's explaining it. He wants this intimate love, not covered by majesty. And therefore, almost externally, the more unlawful the love appears, the more potent it is. Where actually there's nothing unlawful because Krishna is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Lover. Everyone's related to him. Our eternal relationship is with Krishna, and others are temporary. Out of lobe, greed for Parakiras, Krishna transcends his aparama dharma, self-satisfied nature, and forms varieties of wonderful leelas, such as Ras Leela with those young girls, who implicitly believe that they are married to others. So Krishna so much wants to experience, this is what his highest pleasure is, this intimate love. Specifically, the most intense manifestation of intimate love is with the gopis. So to increase the risk, they have a conception that they're married. Is Priyasakhi, dear friend, in accomplishing this activity? Oh, Vamsi is his Priyasakhi, that's his flute. His dear friend in accomplishing this activity. In order to make Krishna taste these special features, the eternal Parikya Bhava is established in Golok. For this reason, all the pastimes, forests of Golok, and the sites of Krishna's loving place, such as Vrindavan, remain eternally pleasant. All the Leela stans, places of pastimes in Braj, such as the arena of the Ras, Jamuna, Giri Govardhan, or in Golok. And in this way, the mood of being married, Dampatya Bhav, and of being faithful to one's husband, Swakiyatva Bhav, are present there. Shuddha Swakiyatva, the pure conjugal mood, reigns splendidly in Vaikuntha. The qualities of Swakiya Parakya are thus considered to be inconceivably different and non-different. So the Parakya Bhav means of a paramour. It's more intense. It's more risky, although they're both the conjugal feelings. Just see, this subject is so astounding. In Golok, Parakya Bhav is present only as Abhimana conception. Wow, so in the spiritual world, it's only a conception. But it creates those feelings. In Vraja, it appears to be like an affair with another's wife, but there's actually no adultery because the young gopis are Krishna's own Shakti. Krishna is united with them from the beginning of time. Therefore, their fundamental quality is actually perfect faithfulness to one's husband, Swakiyatva, and the quality of being married, Dampatya. The gopis, such as Abhimanyu, are special avatars of their respective conceptions in Golok. They become husbands to nourish Krishna's Leela and to make him the leader of Vilas pastimes on the stage of Vraja in the mood of Upapati or Paramore. In Golok, which is far beyond the material world, Ras is nourished only by this conception. within the material universe in Gokul, all the conceptions manifest their individual existences and assume bodies by Yogamaya's influence in order to create the experience of being married, and then to transgress the codes of marital conduct. All this is accomplished by the actions of Yogamaya. When Vijay had thus heard Swakya and Parakya Tattva explained by Gurudev in his dreams, his doubt was dispelled. The lok beyond the mundane world is factually the self-same Bhumi Earth, Gokul. His conviction in this fact became steadfast, and the supremely blissful identity of Vrajaras rose in his heart. Now he understands his Vrindavan here is non-different. At the same time, he felt an unflinching awakening of implicit faith in the Nitya Ashtaka Lila Lila of Vraj. Rising early the next morning, he thought, Sri Gurudev has shown me unlimited mercy. Now I will hear from him about the components of rasa and then attain nishtha in bhajan. Raj Kumar honored Prasad and came before his Gurudev at the prearranged time, shedding tears of prema. He offered his pranams. Gurudev lovingly embraced him and said, Baba, Krishna has favored you with his genuine mercy. Thus I have become fortunate simply by seeing you. As he said this, the powerful influence of prema made his mind unsteady. After a short time, when Goswamiji regained external perception, Vijay Kumar offered his Shashtanga pranams and said, Prabhu, I do not know Krishna's mercy. I only know your mercy. Now I've given up trying to realize Goloka. I'm fully satisfied in this endeavor to attain the realization of Vraja. I want to thoroughly understand the fascinating varieties of Vrajaras. Kindly tell me, can the unmarried gopis who attain the mood that Krishna was their husband called Swakya or not? Okay. Any questions? Anybody like to say hello?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hi, Gail.
I came very late, so.
Okay, okay. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. This is Vrajaraj.
Hare Krishna, Vrajaraj. Hey. All right. One or two more people, and then we'll go.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. This is Priya.
Priya, very good, very good. Okay, thank you. Okay, we'll end for now. Vanshikopa through this book.